From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, a vocal critic of fundamentalist Islam said she would resign her seat in the Dutch parliament and would leave the Netherlands because the government was revoking her citizenship.
Ik ben Ayaan, de dochter van Hirsi, die de zoon is van Magan.
I am Ayaan, the daughter of Hirsi, the son of Magan. Today I'm quitting my parliamentary mandate. I will leave the Netherlands. Sad and relieved, I will pack my bags again. I will go on. Thank you.
Ayaan Hirsi Ali was born in Somalia and was granted asylum in the Netherlands. Her outspoken criticism of radical Islam has made her the target of death threats. She's been living under police protection. Hirsi Ali wrote the documentary film Submission about the mistreatment of Muslim women. The director of that film, Theo van Gogh, was murdered by an Islamic militant in 2004. Today, the Dutch parliament held an emergency debate over why Ms. Hirsi Ali's citizenship was being revoked. The BBC's Geraldine Coughlin has been following the debate, and Geraldine, on one level, this has to do with whether Ms. Hirsi Ali lied on her application for asylum.
That's what it's all about. This hasn't been a secret since Ayaan Hirsi Ali was vetted for Parliament in 2002. She revealed then that she had lied on her asylum application in 1992 about her age and her date of birth and where she'd lived before in order to escape an arranged marriage. What has happened is that a TV documentary retraced her past and rebroadcast all of this quite recently. And because of that, the immigration minister, who belongs to the same political party as Ayaan Hirsi Ali, was put under pressure to review her asylum application, and she's decided that it's not valid.
And then the emergency debate in Parliament today seems to be raising broader questions, though, about why now and why target this woman?
Well, the questions are being increasingly asked, why now? And they're coming from all sides. Politicians and ministers are furious. They say they're shocked at the speed in which the minister made this decision. Even the Prime Minister has criticised the immigration minister on that point. And it's really going to become evident that this is a little bit of a risky political situation for the Netherlands.
We mentioned that Ms. Hirsi Ali has been living under death threats. There was also this, that neighbors complained that their security was at risk, and that case went to court. What happened?
The local court in The Hague here ruled that Ayaan Hirsi Ali has to move out of her apartment by August. She said at a news conference that this was part of her decision to actually leave the Netherlands and quit politics.
She was elected to the parliament there in the Netherlands in 2003. What has her record been? What has she been speaking out on?
On Muslim issues mainly, integration of immigrant Muslim women in the Netherlands. And she's been quite controversial. She's made comments like calling the Prophet Mohammed a tyrant, which don't go down well with a lot of people here. But some people really love her for standing up for what she believes in. The experts say that at least she brought controversy and debate to the floor of the Dutch parliament.
What is the tenor of the debate over immigration now in the Netherlands? What do people think?
Well, people have been thinking recently that the new integration and immigration measures are somewhat restrictive. In the beginning, around 2002, when the populist politician Pim Fortuyn was murdered, the feeling then was that immigration was being let run wild and that there weren't enough restrictions on people coming in. But now, the immigration minister's line is so tough that the public are starting to say, now, isn't that a little bit unfair? And is it really going to work in the end?
Geraldine Coughlin, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks, Melissa.
Geraldine Coughlin is the BBC correspondent in The Hague. Ayaan Hirsi Ali may be making her way to the United States. The Washington, D.C. think tank, the American Enterprise Institute, has offered her a job.